A ship the size of cities, rolling in the wind, a crew of real men singing, this is all we know. A ship the size of cities, rolling in the wind, a crew of real men singing, this is all we know. Captain orders his men below with eyes of tail jet sharing.
And welcome back to Worship Factory, KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kim DeBrine with Rod Schreckengaust and Monique Donnelly.
And a very special guest.
Wow.
Kind of a big wig around here.
You know, we've had some big wigs in here, but I don't know about as big as this
know.
Wig.
I think it's as big as you get around here, actually.
He's about as big. Terry Fay, which is actually the general manager and vice president
Terry.
Of Salem Communications Broadcasting right here at KKLA Studios. Welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here. I do not wear a wig. I just want to be really clear about that right from the outset.
Not even a small one?
Not even a small one, no.
It's au natural. Nice.
Not yet, anyway.
Well, that's not what the Employee of the Year said to us. We were talking to the Employee of the Year here at KKLA. And
talking out of school, I see.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, it's so great, Terry, to have you in studio. You know, we're so blessed to be able to have KKLA and be a part of the family here at Worship Factory, and we just can't thank you enough. And we were talking about it today, and we've just wanted you on for so long to be able to talk about, you know, what you've done with the station and the amazing things that this station has accomplished and the whole Salem Broadcasting system, and with the fish, and obviously here at KKLA and everything else that you do. There's five stations. Tell us a little bit what you're involved with here at Salem.
Well, as you mentioned, obviously here we are at KKLA, and we just celebrated our 26th anniversary in October. And so it's been a great ride. I mean, when we first got here, we operated the station out of a closet. And
we had
one microphone hanging from the ceiling
because
we had about 2 weeks' notice that we were going to go on the air. And so we had to throw a studio together. So we started off as a Moody affiliate. And so we basically broadcast Moody Broadcasting programming 24/7 for the first couple of weeks. And all we did locally, our local content, was a station ID at the top of the hour. And so there was this little microphone hanging from the ceiling. And it said KKLA Los Angeles, and we were on the air. And
Beauty.
So that's where we started. And so it's been quite
a rough. Say, goes along with our whole faithfulness theme. You just take one step at a time, even if it means one little mic in a closet.
That's right.
You
exactly
take that step
right. How many
of
years ago was
faithful.
That, Terry, by the way? What was that?
Well, it was 26 years ago.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. We went on the air in October of 1985.
Wow. Awesome.
Was Frank Pastore that one that was actually behind the mic at that
point? No, Frank wasn't even born then, actually.
He was playing for the Reds.
He was a struggling pitcher for the Reds at that time. So anyway, it's been a real privilege to be part of the station. I've been here pretty much since the beginning, and to see it grow and to see God bless and to see God bring a variety of partners, of ministry partners, because we aren't the ministry. We're just the platform for the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're excited about, having Worship Factory on the station, because you guys are doing the ministry. And I'm very excited about your show because you're reaching a segment of the community that not a lot of people are. And
we were just talking about this in the first segment. We are called Worship Factory. It's to support and connect Christian creatives. And a lot of times when people hear the word creatives, they just automatically think, oh, the actress.
Disconnect.
Right. And that's not me. You know, I'm a businessman. But I know we were saying how, you know, businessmen always have to come up with creative, you know, problem solving. How are we going to manage this? How are we going to shift this? So you've got lots of plates spinning. And actually, I was going to ask, you know, go for that angle. But you guys had mentioned you are kind of musically inclined.
He's
are you
creative.
On the worship team? Mm-hmm.
A little combo.
Mm-hmm. Just a little left brain and a little right brain.
Just a little bit, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
Well, I play guitar.
You
and
do?
I play electric bass, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. But my wife and I, before we were actually married, which was 30 years ago, we were leading worship at our church. So I've been involved in in that side of the church ministry for a long time. So that's why I appreciate and I have empathy for Christian artists and what they're trying to accomplish and the struggles that are involved with that. And let me just tell you a real quick story. There is a guy that runs a station in San Francisco, a Christian station there, and he said, he goes, "What is the unique mission of KKLA?" And I got to thinking about, well, what's unique about where we happen to be located? Because we run a lot of the teaching programs that you can hear on a lot of radio stations around the country, whether it's Chuck Swindoll or James Dobson or Alistair Begg or whoever that might be.
Right.
But what makes us unique is that we happen to be located here in the City of Angels. And as you guys know, angel means messenger. And I believe God has called, you know, this city to send out a message. Now that message gets corrupted. And but we're here to redeem that. And so if we can come alongside just as a radio station and just do this little part to encourage the Christian messengers to do their jobs better, to do them more effectively, then I think we've succeeded in our task.
That's good stuff.
Well, you've done a great job. I mean, I listen to The Fish constantly, obviously, and KKLA, obviously, for any of the preaching that I want to hear that's on the radio as I travel down the street.
And Frank Pastore.
And Frank Pastore, of course, Frank. You know, we have to commandeer his studio every now and then live, too, so just because it bothers Frank. We're going to leave him some M&Ms one of these days in his office.
Make sure they're peanut.
That's it.
There you go.
So he doesn't have to steal yours. And you're listening to Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton with Rod and Monique, and we are in studio with Terry Fay, Vice President and General Manager of Salem Broadcasting, right here in the studios.
So I want to know how you got into this.
Well, I got into it partially. I realized pretty early on, I started playing in rock bands when I think I was in fifth grade or sixth grade.
Nice.
But by around eighth grade, I realized, you know what? I don't really got it. You know, I mean, I'm okay. But I, A, don't have the talent, and B, I don't have the drive to pay the price. It takes to succeed as a musician. And so, but I always did like, you know, the creative side. And so when I got out of college, I was an English major in college. And so my goal when I got out of college was to get into the advertising business because I liked writing. I liked music. And I thought, how can we bring those together? And well, advertising is a way to do that. Jingles, you guys know all about jingles. And so the original thought was to get into the advertising side of that so I could be a copywriter. And that led me into radio, and then I got into management, and then I've been doing this for a long time. But it really started off on a creative side. That's why I got into radio, was to get involved in the writing of and producing of commercials.
Well, who knew he would be the perfect guest for our show? Wow. I didn't even know. That's a God thing.
There's a reason he's been the vice president.
And I like what you said. You know what? To enjoy, you know, music and to pursue it and then realize, you know what? This is where I end. I appreciate when people are honest with themselves and don't set themselves up for failure. You know, I think there's so much wisdom in that because we need to do what we excel at so God can use us at our best. And so bravo for you for, you know, using wisdom.
Yeah, I think maybe it was Steve Seiler, one of our guests, that mentioned about if it's a thing that you do and you can't stop doing, then that's probably what you should do.
Be doing. Yeah.
In other words, if you can't stop writing songs, then you probably should be a songwriter. But if you struggle at it and it's work for you, you're probably not a songwriter.
Go figure.
You know, what's amazing, too, is that, you know, congratulations again. I know that the radio is also a very competitive market, and there's a lot of things that you're dealing with. We're in Los Angeles, one of the biggest markets, without a doubt, in the United States.
And, second largest,
And you are, you know, you're doing it. And to stay here for 26 years doing what you're doing, at least here at KKLA and what you're doing with Salem, I just applaud those efforts.
That's
because,
great.
I mean, it says a lot about you, too, and your way you're managing and the way you're a forward thinker and thinking about what we can do as far as to advance the kingdom, which I really love. This is awesome. Really, we appreciate
it. I always like to ask my guests, how can we pray for you?
Pray that we stay faithful to the task, number one. And number two, that God will inspire us, that we'll hear what he wants to do. You know, the Bible talks about sing a new song to the Lord and behold, I come and bring a new thing. And so it's easy when you've been here a long time to sort of get into a rut. But God wants to do a new thing.
Amen.
And God wants to speak to a new generation. And so pray that God will lead us, that we find those new voices. And I think you guys are part of those new voices that that we're looking for. That's why I'm excited about you guys. You guys are doing a unique thing. And it's really important. It's really important what you're doing.
You know, we talk about it all the time, Terry, that, you know, there is, it's a huge void out there. The creative arts industry is one that we, you know, direct traffic every day because we're able to speak to the volume, whether it's a television project or a film project or music. And we've got so many ears and eyes that are watching the creative arts industry. And it's so so wonderful for us to be a part of a community that continues to grow within that creative arts community. They're Christians and believers, and they continue to do, mm-hmm. whether they're doing secular, whether they're doing Christian, they're still living for the Lord, and they're watching what they're doing, and they're out there actually ministering
in the
business.
Light,
it's incredible.
They are out there.
Yeah.
They are. We go to a
Trust
third me. Tuesday, as we talked about, and which is a pastor flies in every single Tuesday from St. Louis, and it's just wonderful. There's, you know, 200 to 300, maybe even more sometimes, of creatives and everything from studio heads to actors
to musicians, to grips, to gaffers. Yeah, animators.
And it's just wonderful. And we're just there in a time of just getting fed. And this pastor brings the word to the
physically
creative family in the Writers Guild of America right here in you know, the city of entertainment for sure. And it's just we just feel so blessed that the Lord has used us. And sometimes we scratch our head and go, Lord, why are you using us? You know, so often we wonder, you know, it's amazing that, you know, you pick me. And he does. He can pick you and he can use you.
But we
such
just
a major
have to be willing
way.
And faithful. And like you said, you know, be willing to hear God's voice. What's what's the new vision?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And to step out of the boat. So often we're so afraid, you know, to basically step out of the boat and afraid of change. You know, we're so afraid to be the leader. You know, as far as that goes, we'd rather stay back in place than be the follower. And I think the Lord's called us, especially here at Worship Factory, to be able to be a leader. And we're so blessed to have you as a station and a partner for us at KKLA and Salem Broadcasting.
Yeah.
We just can't thank you.
Thanks
enough
for taking the time out of your busy day to come and sit with us for a while.
My pleasure. It was an easy commute.
Unbelievable. It's Terry Fay, Vice President General Manager, right here at Salem Broadcasting at KKLA. We'll be right back with our exposed. Well, actually, our third segment. We're going into our third segment. We'll be right back with more Worship Factory right here at KKLA 99.5.
A foot lost, hallway wide.